the white marble steps of the sacred building, the choir of the Levites led the service of song. The multitude of worshippers, waving their branches of palm and myrtle, took up the strain and echoed the chorus, and again the melody was caught up by the voices near and far off, till the encircling hills were vocal with praise. Brothers and sisters, Gideon going through the town of Succoth is representing the Feast of Booths, the Feast of Tabernacles, the feast that commemorates the final harvest and God's protecting care while we're in the wilderness. While we are being pursued in this final time period by all the powers of earth. Brothers and sisters, the Battle of Gideon, which begins as he and his three groups of 100 men, each symbolizing the three angels' message, followed by the fourth, Gideon and his three groups. It raised up the lamps, symbolizing humanity, and broke them, symbolizing a humanity that has crucified itself on the cross of Calvary, allowing the glory of the Lord to shine out. And at that time period, Gideon's army raised a shout, symbolizing the loud cry of the fourth angel. And it was a warning message, for the trumpet blew. And it was sustained and founded upon the word, the sword of the Lord in Gideon, the sword of the Lord being the word of God. And the fact that it says the sword of the Lord in Gideon is emphasizing once again that Christ is the one that accomplishes this final battle, but he does it through his people. And he sometimes portrays himself as walking through the wine press alone in Revelation, but in other places he says it's his people that are the threshing instrument during this time. And as he told Gideon, you will be as one man. It's the unity that takes place during this time period that is also echoed in the shout of Gideon when he says the sword of the Lord and Gideon. Those that Gideon is symbolizing that give the loud cry message are going to perfectly reflect the character of God. So much so that when those that persecute them to death during this time period are asked who they slew, they're going to respond, the children of the king, those that look like you. And Gideon, in this prophetic symbolism,